It's way too late. I definitely should have gone to bed way, way earlier than now. Wait, what time is it? God, it's only 11. I guess it's me feeling my age. Babe, you're normally in there with an age joke by now. Baby, you listening? Earth to baby girl, come in, baby girl. What's the matter? You look... You look upset. What's happened? You know I hate seeing you cry. I did notice you were sitting looking at your phone a lot more than usual. Has someone messaged you? No? And what is it? I hate seeing you like this. So upset that your mind's miles away. You've barely heard anything I've said tonight. No, baby, you know now it's silly to me. You've even described the surreal dreams you've had at night, and I've not made fun of you once. And they really are silly. And a tad disturbing. Oh, yeah, maybe not the time. Sorry, babe. Anything that causes you so much upset that you get lost in your thoughts, it matters. Matters to me. I want to make whatever upsets you go away. How is that hard to do? Right, baby girl, you need to stop being cryptic and tell me what's making you upset. Am I meant to know who these women are? Are they famous? They will be. Well, how will they be? Oh, that sure, really? We've discussed this before, baby. I never want to control what you watch, but them reality shows you watch do you no good. They're just vacuous shite. I mean, look at you now. You've got upset at the sight of a reality show. And the stars. Yeah, can I have your phone? Right, let's see. Fuck's sake, what is this show? Never mind. Okay, babe. Right, take this girl on the left, eh? Babe, I'm not being rude, but I truly don't care what her name is. I won't be watching this show anytime soon. You can't make me. It's true. Not one second of them god-awful shows. Anyway, see this girl here, right? Let's zoom in on this photo. See her face? Pretty? If you say so. If that's what you think, that's what you think. I won't argue with you, baby girl, but I'll be honest. Not a single person in that photo would get a second look from me if they walked down the street. They're not pretty in my eyes. I want to tell you what I see. Right. I see her face, which I guess has something injected into it. That's just not necessary. I bet you this, she probably looks beautiful without them overly puffed cheeks. And her lips were probably perfectly sized before she had them inflated. I don't know the technical terms, baby. I'm hardly gunning for her career in plastic surgery or beauty treatments any time in the future. Oh, sorry. Cosmetology or whatever it is. This girl chose to get fillers and all that fake tan and bright white veneers. I'd argue she's had some work done elsewhere, but to judge that, I'd need to stare a bit longer. And I don't want another jab in the ribs. What I am saying is that it's her choice. She's a grown woman. She chose to get these enhancements. I may think that she never needed any changes to look beautiful. But then she'd probably call me a dickhead and storm out, reality TV style. We'd probably most likely have very different opinions on what makes someone beautiful. But you don't need to compare yourself to so-called beauty that is so deliberately artificial. This face, even when you're tired, it's beautiful. So what if you've got bags under your eyes? You're a busy woman. Nobody looks perfect after 4 10-hour days in a week. No one. Once makeup is off, your hair's let down and you climb into bed with me. Now look at this face. Them eyes. Them lips. And I feel lucky I can call you mine. You don't believe me, eh? Right. Well, I'll have to go to plan B. If me words can't convince you that you're beautiful, then... I'll just have to use everything else. What's wrong? Oh. Your phone's lying next to me. What? All right. I'll set the phone over here. Right. It's out of the way. Happy? I'll take that as a yes. So, baby girl, where should I go next? I've already worshipped your gorgeous lips. And I'll come back to them in a bit. How about your beautiful neck? This neck and your moans. Fuck. I think I'm going to enjoy proving my point. Which leads me to these breasts. They're all natural. What? They're not saggy. You've got these awful thoughts circling in your head now from all this car crash TV you've been watching. Them girls. Those figures. That's not reality. I mean, they label it reality, but it's not really, is it? You were real. Your body's real. And natural. Oh, I'm fucking hot. Am I starting to get through to you, baby? Maybe just a bit? Well, why don't you take off that slip? And I'll take these shorts off. And I'll prove my point a bit further. So, where was I? Oh, aye. These breasts, so they're not silicon, and they don't defy gravity. Why would I care? They're perfection to me, and I can do this. Send you deliciously close to the edge. Good girl. Now the other one. Where next, baby? Down to this belly. What? You are joking, right, baby? Listen. I always dreamt I'd be with a girl who I could walk up behind and hold in my arms. To hold close and appreciate every curve. You've got a body I'd love to hold in my arms.
You do as well.
I don't want to hold a pile of muscle. If this is what I get to hold, then I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And all it means, instead of the salad... You chose to have pizza with me for dinner. I'd much rather have that than watch you push around rabbit food on a plate. Okay, I'll kiss your stomach one more time. And there we go. I won't dwell on it if you don't want me to. Instead, I could just focus on my joint favourite part of you. That gorgeously wet pussy. Ooh, and that shiver. And that was only me breath. You need me tongue, don't you? My good girl. Just relax. Let me just kiss your little clit. Just flick me tongue over it. Your moans. You're almost purring. Such a good girl. sounds so good. Oh, and your taste. You taste divine. Why don't I just come back up here and... I'll let you have a taste. You taste good, don't you, baby? As good as you look. I could keep going and let you come on me tongue, but I'd rather you ride me and come all over me cock instead. Oh, I know, I'm being very impatient tonight, but can you blame me? It's what you do to me. Nope. Nope, baby. I don't need you to do anything for me tonight. Nope. Tonight. This is all for you. I've been stroking me cock the whole time I've been enjoying your pussy. And even then, I was rock-hard watching you get naked for me. What I would love for you to do to me, though, is to ride this cock and prove me point that you're stunningly beautiful. I've been hard the entire time I've been kissing your delicious body. Surely that shows you that you're my dream woman. You always have been. Let me lie down here. Come straddle me, baby. Here, take me hands. There we go. Oh, fuck. You've no idea how good you look from this angle. You're perfect. What did I do to deserve you? I must have done something amazing to have been blessed with a gift like you. Come on. Lower yourself slowly onto me cock, beautiful. Yeah, baby. Slowly. Nice and slow. That's it. Your hips are grinding so hard. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, lean down, baby. Let me taste those gorgeous breasts. Oh, and up to them delicious lips. Oh, you're getting close, baby. Good girl. Oh, keep riding. Oh, keep taking me cock so deep for me. Oh, take it all for me, baby girl. Oh, God, I can feel your pussy tightening around me cock. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, that's it. Ride it out. Milk me cock. Just... Oh, fuck. Oh, you came so hard for me, beautiful. Come here. You can lie on me chest. Just breathe, baby girl. Slow breaths. In... and out. Good girl. Calming down, baby. There we go. You okay? You look so happy. Tired and content. Perfection. Oh, baby, you are beautiful. Why should anyone else care how they choose to look? At the end of the day, you come home to a very lucky man who's more than willing to worship you and your natural beauty in any way he can. I could never stop you if you wanted to change your looks. But I can say you're just perfectly the way you look right now. Especially with that tired smile and them adoring eyes. There is one plus side to you watching all that garbage television. It allows me to prove my point every night you watch it. And I could find far more creative ways to prove it. No, I'm not going to give away my ideas. That's for me to know and you to find out. But for now, I think we both need some sleep. You're struggling to keep your eyes open. Your phone can stay over there tonight. No more staring at them photos, baby. My chance to further prove my point that you're far more beautiful than those girls can come tomorrow. Sweet dreams, beautiful.